should meat eaters be treated like smokers? According to reports today, Labour's new farming spokesperson and vegan, Kerry McCarthy, saying, I really believe meat should be treated in exactly the same way as tobacco, with public campaigns to stop people eating it. Juliette Galatly is Viva's founder and director, because it's an interview that Kerry did in Viva, which is a magazine for vegans. Hello, Juliette.
Hi. How are you?
I'm all right. It's caused a bit of a stir, this article, hasn't it?
It has, hasn't it? Things are kicking off.
They are. How can you compare eating meat to smoking? I mean, smoking's far more dangerous to your health than eating meat, isn't it?
It's not. In fact, funny enough, just coincidentally, a big review has been done by Dr. Michael Greger in the United States, and it's now estimated that between 60 and 80% of chronic diseases are diet-driven. So it's overtaken smoking. And of course,
but diet-driven, not meat-eating-driven?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. And when you actually look at what he's saying, almost everything comes down to saturated fat, hormones and growth factors, and all of those things are supplied by eating meat and dairy products in the diet. None of them come from vegetables and fruits and whole grains and so forth. So basically what he's saying is that meat and dairy are not doing us any good, and they're costing the National Health Service literally millions and millions and millions of pounds in trying to stop people from dying from things like heart disease, strokes. Many different types of cancers now are linked to diet. So it's a big serious issue, and vegans come out so well in all of these chronic diseases. It's not just about helping people once they've got the disease. It's shown that veganism helps prevent the disease in the first place, so vegans are getting much less of these chronic diseases, much less diabetes and so on. So it's important. It's important stuff.
Well, it's a debating point, certainly. I think quite a few people listening would dispute the figures, because you can do anything with figures, but are we saying that people should just stop eating meat, stop eating cheese, stop drinking milk?
Absolutely, and it's so easy to...
And eat what, then?
And eat what? Well, eat everything else.
Nuts.
Lot more variety. When I changed, I was brought up as a meat, fish, dairy eater, the whole lot, and when I changed, a sort of whole new world opened up to me, and it's true, food is only as good as the chef that's making it, ever. But there's just so much out there now, and people are waking up, especially in the cities. Restaurateurs are getting so good at vegan cuisine. I mean, on our website, viva.org.uk, there's 30-day vegan, there's breakfast, lunches, evening meals, all free. It's just to give people inspiration and show them that it's not difficult either. It is the way to go, and people are changing. I do a lot of health talks, and my most popular one by far with the general public is why you don't need dairy. People really are waking up to this stuff and changing the way that they eat. And people don't want to get ill through what they eat. And we know we've been sold a lie by many of the big multinationals for a long time, and they've been getting away with things for far too long, supplying us with diets very high in saturated fats, the bad ones, salts, sugars and so on. And it's about time. We have to take things into our own hands and realise they're not out for our good. They're out just to make a profit. So we have to read through it all. And although you say you can do anything with statistics, there comes a point with science when there aren't just hundreds of scientific studies saying this now. There are many, many thousands. There comes a point when you have to say, okay, nature's telling us something here. We're just not an animal that's geared up to be able to cope with lots of saturated fatty acids. We don't have no mechanism to get rid of excess cholesterol, so it makes us ill. We're not good at coping with loads of salt and sugar. We should be eating a diet that's full of fresh fruits and vegetables and whole grains and pulses. Those are the peas, beans, lentils, the nuts and the seeds groups. These are the things that actively protect our health. And then Kerry, I mean, she talked a lot about the animals as well. She's very, very concerned about the way we treat animals, and quite right too. Surely 2015, at what point are we going to become civilised enough to say actually factory farming does have to stop? It really does. There's no excuses for this amount of cruelty.